Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And I'm going to talk to you all about bleaching agents like hydroquinone. So hydroquinone is one of the most common and widely used bleaching agents in the medical specialty of dermatology. And it's been around for many decades. It's actually, in my opinion, the gold standard for the treatment of hyperpigmentation. And it's very effective to treat melasma, brown spots, age spots, acne scars, and sun damage. And it's been controversial recently whether or not to use hydroquinone, whether it's an ingredient that we want to weed out of our skincare regimens, but I just want to encourage you that if you have melasma, this is a really effective and widely used tool that can be very safely used. And in my opinion, it's the most effective ingredient we have for fading brown spots, uneven skin tones, and pigmentation that's overgrown in your skin. It's been used for more than 50 years, and nothing else has that track record. So what is hydroquinone? It is a bleaching agent, a depigmenting agent. It lightens dark patches in your skin. And how does it work? It works by decreasing the number of melanocytes present and inhibiting the activity of tyrosinase. This is the enzyme that catalyzes melanin production. Hydroquinone limits your skin from making excessive amounts of melanin, and that in turn is what's deposited into the dermal layer of your skin, creating the coloration. So if you have excessive production of melanin, the melanogenesis can be interrupted by shutting down the enzyme cascade where tyrosinase, this enzyme, is blocked by hydroquinone. There are multiple ingredients that we can use to treat brown spots. So if you're sensitive to hydroquinone, you're worried about its safety, or you don't want to use it, of course, we have alternatives like kojic acid, azelaic acid, ascorbic acid or vitamin C, emblica, lots of different products that can be used to lighten. So don't feel that that's the only thing out there. It's been the product of controversy in the last several years because many formulas of hydroquinone are produced overseas where there is poor regulation and poor standardization of the protocols to create the product. So very often people who bought high strength hydroquinone products in Asia, in South America, and in Mexico were coming into the United States with products contaminated with mercury, glucocorticoids, and caustic and illegal contaminants. These products should not be found in a mixture of hydroquinone, and the fact that they were just means they were produced in factories and assembly lines overseas with very little regulation. They end up coming into the United States illegally. And when hydroquinone is mixed with any kind of high concentration of mercury, you can have a side effect called onchocrinosis. And this is a rare problem, very rare, but it's a significant problem because you can actually have darkening and bluish discoloration of the skin. And it's induced by this reaction between hydroquinone and other compounds. When we find hydroquinone sold over the counter, it's usually 2%. So products like Porcelana and things that fade brown spots sold over the counter in drugstores are very low grade and they're 2% strength. So do they work? Yes. Are they effective? Mildly, yes. They definitely are with long-term use and for lighter spots. Prescription strength hydroquinone comes as a 4% generically, mostly at the pharmacy. That's the most widely used percentage, and then compounded specially, it can be 6, 8, 10, 12%. And that can be made specially for patients who require higher dosages. Typically, I will have my patients use hydroquinone type of products such as bleaching pads, bleaching creams, or Triluma, which is a combination product, only for a limited course of time. That's super important when you're using bleaching products like hydroquinone to use twice daily is ideal, and to use lots of sunscreen with it, and to limit your use to 4 to 5 months of consecutive use. And some people even limit to 3 months. After this time, your melanocytes need to be allowed to stabilize and come back to normal by taking a 2 to 3 month drug holiday away from hydroquinone. Otherwise, the active melanocytes can really develop resistance to hydroquinone, and sometimes hyperpigmentation can actually increase. So you do want to build in these little drug holidays into your regimen, and probably an ideal time to do that is in the hot summer weather, to limit your use of hydroquinone, because you're going to get some sun exposure and some pigmentation anyway, and then bring it back stronger in the fall. Remember that you control melanin problems and melasma and hyperpigmentation. You can never really cure it. When you use this mentality of thinking about having just low-grade control and chronic maintenance of melasma, that's the best approach. There isn't a strong bleaching cream that's going to bleach out everything, make it stark, blank, plain, and white, and even toned, and you're never going to have problems again. There just isn't a product like that at the moment. And so just be patient when you use hydroquinone. It usually takes about 8 to 12 weeks on average for the ingredients to take effect. And consistent use is so important. And then being realistic, like you're going to need chronic maintenance on and off, with periods of exacerbation and periods of remission, and sometimes even irritation. Hydroquinone can cause irritation, so we have to be careful with it. So those are some great tips for you guys for hydroquinone. Remember, sun protection is critical. You shouldn't be breastfeeding or pregnant if you're going to use hydroquinone. And we don't really want to use it in areas with active inflammation, breakouts, and skin that's very reactive, because it can definitely get worse with more inflammation. It's a great product to use in combination. I mentioned Triluma, which is a high-dose vitamin A, retin A derivative used with a small amount of steroid plus the hydroquinone. That's an excellent combination for lightening. It's also used well with kojic acid, glycolic acid, lactic, vitamin C. These are all great partners for it. There are some products you shouldn't use with hydroquinone, like benzoyl peroxide and resorcinol. These can tend to cause some exacerbation of pigmentation problems. So there you have it. It's the summer months. It's getting so, so hot out there. Remember to use a mineral sunscreen. If you don't have a great one, you have to try my SPF 50 Ultimate sunscreen. It's the best. It's tinted. It's pure titanium dioxide and zinc oxide with vitamin C, ceramides, and peptides. Use mineral sunscreens if you have melasma. These are the products that are going to reflect light away from your skin. They're light and ultraviolet energy hits the skin and bounces right off. And that's what we want. We don't want high energy molecules penetrating the skin surface and reacting underground and then having more inflammation created. And that's what happens with chemical sunscreens. Any sunscreen's better than none, but mineral is best. So if you're using hydroquinone, lots of mineral sunscreen, use your product regularly, twice a day, take breaks periodically, and remember, this is a terrific product. If you're suffering from pigmentation, don't hide your face, don't slather on all the makeup, just go ahead and treat the problem, and don't be scared of hydroquinone. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram, doing amazing things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing Katie skincare. You're going to love it. Definitely check out our bleaching pads, which are 6, 8, or 10% hydroquinone. Also 4%. And they also come without hydroquinone if you're pregnant, nursing, and you want to use something without hydroquinone. I love them and I use them off and on all year round. And we also have a light bright cream, which we customize for you if you call the office, and we'll come up with the exact formula for your needs. That's it for now, guys. Stay bright and beautiful. Love you.